away from the bookshop, peering in at other windows. She tried all the doors and, as usual, they were locked, but she had not despaired of finding another open, and of it yielding clues. She had come to realize that she must work out her predicament for herself, because none of the few people she had asked had been able to help. Not that there was anyone she had talked to properly, apart from Madame Magashak, and those conversations had filled her with dread. If she was to be honest with herself, Catherine was afraid of receiving an unequivocal, direct answer to her questions. If she demanded of her landlady, "Where are all the other inhabitants of this city?" how would she cope if the woman replied, "They were all wiped out in a plague," or even, "They left because there was somewhere better to go"? Neither were likely answers, of course. But what was more probable? Although the city appeared to be deserted, Catherine had seen a dozen different people since her arrival, and she guessed that there were probably several hundred more hidden away, perhaps thousands. They were like ghosts who refused to fulfill their duty to haunt. She had only occasionally been out at night, but had calculated on her cautious nocturnal expeditions that every 50th window had some kind of light behind it. Such a rate of occupancy proved that there were more people in the city than she saw on the streets by day, but everyone kept to themselves. However, it didn't account for the million...